Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What's up, my little bunker busters?
Oh, happy Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Very timely, I would imagine. Very timely.
Yes.
We got a jam-packed full show today. Of course, another edition of Fast Five at 7:30 today. We've got a four-pack of Elitch Gardens tickets up for grabs.
Ooh, summer fun.
A little family getaway there for an afternoon. And then at 8, we've got a show wants to know. We got a woman who wrote in, and she's out there in the world of dating on all the dating apps, and she's got one big matzo ball hanging out there when it comes to her personal life, and she is wondering if she should be divulging this very personal information on the dating app. So we'll dive into that at 8 o'clock today. I had a good night last night. Fired up the old Traeger for a little bit and smoked some chicken wings for about 2.5-3 hours. And then kicked it up to 400 and crisped them up a little bit. And threw some barbecue sauce on them. And I'll tell you what, kids nowadays, they've gone soft. The kids are little wusses.
What happened?
Especially in my family, because if you have any sort of spice on anything, I can't eat it. It's too hot. Oh, my tongue.
Are you serious?
I mean, just like a slight chipotle tinge to the barbecue sauce. It's like a chipotle cherry something or other. And they couldn't eat it. I'm like, this took like 4.5 hours to make.
Well, thanks for the invite, man. I would have scarfed those down. That sounds amazing.
I'm telling you, the kids, you can't put any spice on anything anymore.
And they've gone soft.
Back in 86, Katie. Back in 86, if your parents made something for you, you ate it.
Oh, without question.
And you shut up about it, right?
You sat at the table until it was gone.
That's right.
You better tell your kids to buck up, because they are the generation of hot ones. Like, everything on Instagram is hot and spicy and scorchy.
Not in my house. A bunch of little lightweights.
Burn your face off.
It ticks me off. I'll make these really good meals, and there's just a little bit of, you know, kick it up a notch, Flavor Town, bam, and you know, they're like, I can't eat it. Then they end up wasting it and throwing it away. I'm like, we can't have mac and cheese every night and white rice.
But this is good for you, because more chicken wings for you.
I'm going to tell you what, there are some leftovers.
That's what I'm saying. Throw those in the air fryer.
The downside to the Traeger is, I mean, you're smoking, and there's a super smoke mode on there. Super smoke. It's like your one aunt who smokes four packs a day. Oh, it's super smoke mode.
Aunt Bev mode, go.
Cooking those chicken wings.
The smoke is just pouring out of it. So if you go out there at all to try to, you know, adjust your meat, flip or anything, it sticks to you. It's like you've been standing in front of a campfire for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I can still smell it on my facial hair.
Oh.
Like, it sticks to your hair so bad.
Yeah, but is that not the best smell ever?
No, it's not. Especially when you can smell it now at 6 a.m. On a Tuesday.
Bits of whiffs of that here and there, but when you're full on in the campfire.
I'm full on in the campfire.
Yeah, that gets annoying.
So, like, last night I was even taking shampoo and, like, scrubbing it in my beard, you know, and it just won't come out. That's the only downside to the Traeger.
Yeah.
Other than that, one of the best things I've ever purchased in my life. So.
The other thing about it.
Oh, I love it, Katie.
Oh, it's the best.
I love it.
I want to get one.
The other thing last night, I was pretty fired up and pretty pissed off.
Oh.
Pretty pissed off.
Where are you?
And I'm looking at you.
Oh, no.
Miss Thing.
Don't be mad at me.
I'm looking at
it's
Katie right
fault.
Now because something is happening and it's getting really, really old.
It's getting kind of
with
annoying,
isn't it? With this one across from me this morning. Trying to do some graphics, trying to do a few show things last night, and I'm texting her. And she can't see any of the graphics.
No, I tell him I can't see that picture.
She can't reply to anything, you know, because she's trying to do everything on her watch with the teeny tiny screen. And I'm like, I've got to get this show stuff done. I need some input.
Yeah.
And I'm getting nothing in return because your phone is not working, apparently.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with it?
I have no idea.
What is wrong?
I mean, it looks like it went through World War II.
No,
it's in bad shape.
First of all.
No, it's just the screen protector, but it is pretty beat up. I'll throw it up to the camera for people watching
you see
on
it live
YouTube.
Here.
But it's funny because it still worked up until, I don't know, a couple days ago, but now for a minute it told me my storage was full. It says iPhone storage full, and I'm like, oh, not again.
So did you delete pictures?
You know, so I'm deleting pictures. It shows you the largest attachments and things that you can go through. And so all night last night I'm going through, like, 3 years ago pictures, deleting things. I take a lot of screenshots, I noticed, and I don't need all that. But so I went through and deleted a lot of stuff. But even when I did that, now it says it can't access something. So I think I really messed it up this time. So I have to bring it into the store. Because, yeah, you were sending me things, and I couldn't see it on my phone. But then I realized, I was like, oh, but I can see it on my watch. I was like, I can see
it. Let me look at the world's tiniest screen to make sure this stuff we're blasting out to hundreds of thousands of people. Looks okay.
I was like, it looks great.
Looks great. God, keep up the great work, Jared. Like, are you kidding me? And then it's like, I needed her to reply with some like actual text and you know, a document.
Yeah.
And there's just none of that.
I can't download
and it's
anything.
Starting to piss me off a little bit.
Yeah, I can't even copy and paste. So even like
what
show
do
prepping
to your phone?
Less, I
like,
have no idea. I really don't. I promise I didn't drop it in the waterfall.
Have
I
you
promise.
Reset it?
No, but I'm afraid because like when you reset it, everything gets deleted on it, right?
No, I'm saying like restarting your phone.
It.
Have you restarted
it? I would imagine.
Turn it on and off?
Yeah.
I turned it on and off. Is that what you mean?
And here's the other thing.
No?
Katie doesn't have
okay.
Katie doesn't have internet where she lives. And she doesn't have a laptop.
You're really piling on me this morning.
So again, like, there's things that need to be done for this show that I'm thinking you might want a laptop for. So Katie came in this morning. And I'm begging her to go today. I was like, you can go buy a laptop at Walmart for like $400. Will you just go get a laptop for God's sakes?
I need to go.
Get some interwebs
into
at your place. Because you are going to need it for this job.
You can get really cheap Wi-Fi too. I mean, you really, like, I'm not kidding. You really can.
Bum some off your neighbors. Like, become friends with your neighbors and start using their Wi-Fi.
Hey, what's that password?
I was just trying to be a little frugal. I was moving into my new place by myself. Just want to make sure.
Well, you tried it.
I tried.
Tried it and it's failing miserably because I can't contact you and get anything done.
Can't even text you.
I am a solid effort here though, please. Okay. No, I need
I mean
it,
you
okay.
could get
You're
the
right.
laptop. You live like 3 minutes from work. You
I
can
know.
Get it and you can come back here and sit and use the work Wi-Fi if you
I
need
could.
To for a
I'd
little
have
bit.
To be at work a lot, so there's
that's
also
all right.
That.
They've got nice little seating areas here.
Go to the restaurant across the street. Just
you can
sit
go
there.
Do that.
That's
go,
probably
there's
what
a Starbucks
is.
Right down the hall.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mickey D's, whatever, right there, from right next to your house. Yeah. So. I don't know why you're dragging your feet on this, but it was difficult last night.
I'm sorry.
There was a lot of heavy sighing coming from my office, and Nicole's like, what's the matter? I'm like, Katie. And she's like, say no more.
Look, I'm just happy for once it
say
wasn't me, Katie.
No
I'm sorry.
More.
Okay.
Okay.
Get with it, Katie.
You poor
Get
thing.
Internet.
I'm already wired. I'm fired up already. I got to walk around.